every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is a Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. And if you're sick of hearing me solo, it's your lucky day. Filthy Tom joins us on the program today. Tom is traveling. He was unavailable on Monday, traveling on Wednesday. And so he's taking the show today. Lance will be on the show tomorrow. And we'll all figure it out from there. But we got a lot to talk about because last night was John Cena's final Raw. The final Raw of John Cena. And we're going to tell you all about what happened on that show. And the big angles heading into the War Games pay-per-view, which is coming up in a week and a half. Of course, this weekend is the AEW pay-per-view. Full Gear. We got a full lineup for Full Gear. And tomorrow night is the Dynamite Go Home show for that event, so we can tell you about that. NXT is tonight, the first of 2 weeks of Gold Rush. 2 weeks of Gold Rush shows. And actually, next week is mostly like a... It's an NXT show, but the big matches next week all involve other companies. We got two Evolve matches coming up on next week's Gold Rush show. So we'll tell you about all of the latest news. I guess Tony Khan is doing an interview with Ariel Helwani, or he just finished, but we'll talk about some of the notes from that here today. Got some WrestleMania tickets notes and Hall of Fame notes and ID program notes and AEW trademarks being applied for and plenty of other news. If you'd like to text us, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4WOnline, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies.
Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Yes, Filthy Tom is here today. You look like you're in a delightful mood.
I am having a good time.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know
my
why?
Buttons during the break? Exactly. Why
well,
are you in a great
is
mood?
Part of it. Because it is a very rare occasion here in Las Vegas. We are getting pounded with rain, which we so sorely need. And I had some fun before the show because the internet went down, and I thought to myself, you know, I could just tell Brian that the internet's not working. He's on his own again today. He could talk to himself.
That would have been my third hour straight show, because I did Observer Live and Observer Radio, and it would have been a third straight show today solo.
It makes me happy too, because I didn't realize that until I was listening to Wrestling Observer Radio last night that you were going to be doing it solo, because we could have done that show last night and essentially already been done with this show. You could have done a replay and just gotten out of the way. And yesterday, my doctor's visit was so short that I was home in time to actually listen to the show live.
Observer Radio?
Observer Live.
Well, why don't you come on then?
I wasn't scheduled.
Bro,
I thought maybe
it
I had
doesn't matter
planned.
If you're scheduled. You should have listened to the first 5 minutes and realized this guy ain't got nothing. He's out there with no lifeboat. So you just listened to the show yesterday while I just struggled for an hour solo? Thanks,
well,
buddy.
I mean, I cooked myself some lunch.
Appreciate that. Yeah, great. You're usually in bed by 11 anyway. It would have been too late for you to do that Observer Radio show.
Well, Raw is done at 7:30.
Yeah, I know, but not here.
Yes, it is.
Well, it is, but I don't watch it live.
It's on Netflix.
I got a life.
It's not on a tape delay on Netflix.
Let's talk about some news, and we'll get into Raw here in a moment. Some stuff that we didn't talk about yesterday because it's new. First off, Chad Gable appears to be on his way back. He has not been seen since El Grande Americano beat Berto on the June 17th speed taping. Oh, man. Back in the day.
I don't even want to think about what could have been, what could be. We could have had El Grande Americano versus El Grande Americano.
Well, we
for
still
the speed
can.
Title. He can, for the speed title.
El Grande can win it back. It's not like you can't win the speed title back. Either one. And then they can do their versus speed match.
Ain't nobody beating Jasper Troy.
Somebody better beat Jasper Troy. So BW Insider reporting he's expected to the Performance Center this week to work towards getting cleared. Appeared to be a torn rotator cuff. They wrote him off TV after Penta gave him the arm breaker backstage, which is one of those moves that affects all of your upper body. It all ties together.
What's injured here?
It's a rotator cuff.
Oh, I mean, that Penta arm breaker would definitely tear your rotator cuff.
Yeah, the arm bone is connected to the shoulder bone, which is also connected to the neck bone, if you did not know that. Also, our good buddy Orange Crush announced Tuesday benefit show highlighting the neurodivergent community called Superpower Slam will be taking place February 1st, Melrose Ballroom, New York City. And tickets are going on sale right now. It was noon Tuesday. Actually, it's probably 3 hours ago. I guess it would probably be noon Eastern. But you can check it out. We'll put a link up on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, and I'm sure Tom's as well. In addition to ticket sales and live donations, Orange Crush will organize an exclusive art and experience sale featuring ROH peer champion Lee Moriarty's first print edition in collaboration with EFA Robert Blackburn Printmaking Workshop. Shows organized by GCW, Jersey Championship Wrestling, and the Little Oaks Center for Neurodevelopment. And it's going to stream on GCW's YouTube channel. Paul Walter Hauser is going to be there. Matt Cardona, Effie, Joey Janela, Mad Dog Connolly, Manders and Thomas Shire, Jordan Oliver and Alec Price, and Ali Catch. All going to be there on that show. Wonder if
Brian,
Paul Walter Hauser has ever done a tuxedo match.
Can you draw?
Yeah, I can draw. No, I can't. Are you talking about drawing a crowd? No. But can I draw pictures? Yes.
Yeah. Can you?
Yes.
Really?
I'm actually a pretty
decent should collaborate. Artist. We should collaborate on some art.
Yeah?
For Orange Crush.
What can you draw?
Flies.
I knew that was coming. Can you draw?
I dabble.
Really? When I was a little kid, I wanted to be a cartoonist, and I was obsessed with that for like years.
And instead, you became a cartoon.
Basically, yeah. I became my own character. I had a bird named Harold.
That was your character?
That wasn't me, but it was a character. What do you make of this Matt Cardona gimmick?
the indie god who'd like to be anywhere but there? The king of the indies who's dying to go to another kingdom?
He did confirm. It almost feels like they're just stringing this guy along just out of spite. Because every time he does an interview, he basically begs for a job. They never give it to him. They give him a shot on NXT, they beat him. They give him a shot on SmackDown, they beat him. And they never offer him a deal. And then he still talks about every day I wake up. The first thing he says I think of before I open my eyes is, how can I get back there? So then, turns out they've now given him a merch deal.
A Legends deal.
So it's like, we want to make some money off you, but not actually hire you. So now he's got like a temporary merch deal with WWE, but he's still not working for them other than that. So I don't know, man. This guy.
He's better as Matt Cardona.
Like, hey, listen, every time he's been on a WWE show, he's way more over as Matt Cardona than Zack Ryder. They didn't care about Zack Ryder at all on SmackDown.
No, why would you? Remember when
the woo-woo guy?
John Cena stole his girl?
Yeah.
I mean, what a dork Zack Ryder is. What a loser. And I told you that was going to happen. I told you. Remember, we talked about it, and I was like, they're trying to drum up interest so people think it's going to be Edge, but it's going to be the Edge head, and people are going to be disappointed. And rightfully so, because Zack Ryder, former Intercontinental Champion, as a fluke, Zack Ryder, no good. Matt Cardona is great. He's way better off as Matt Cardona. I mean, you can say what you want, or I already did, about him trying to get back to WWE, but he has been... Like, he has been probably the top star on the independent scene in the U.S. for the past few years. I mean, if you look at the amount of crowds that this guy draws, he brings in people for his podcast. I mean, Matt Cardona is a solid, good, great person to have on your show if you're WWE. Zack Ryder? Who cares?
Well, he's got this merch deal. He doesn't know what it entails yet. Maybe a Mattel figure, Topps card. He's given them the rights temporarily. I presume they're going to be like Zack Ryder. It's going to be Zack Ryder merch, which I don't know how well Zack Ryder merch is going to do.
Radio silence.
Wow.
T-shirt.
Wow.
Come on! I like Matt Cardona. I want to see Matt Cardona on TV. I don't want to see Zack Ryder.
Well, I don't think anyone wants to see Zack Ryder. But that's what he returned as, and it didn't work out. But he sure did work out as Matt Cardona on those NXT shows. They saw that guy as a big deal.
Yeah, everywhere he goes. Like, TNA gets a good reaction, NWA, MLW, everywhere that he's been, he gets over as Matt Cardona. So why bring him in?
He's Matt Cardona on this Orange Crush show. He ain't Zack Ryder on this show. All right. Well, got to talk about old John Cena when we come back from the break. He had his final match on Raw. It's history. And I thought that match was a great, fun farewell match. And then they got to all the serious stuff on the show. 18,000 people at Madison Square Garden. Place was packed. It was a wild crowd. We'll talk about some of the highlights and then talk about NXT Dynamite. And then, final segment, we'll do the full Raw report with Filthy. So stick around. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Wrestling Observer Live. What show am I doing right now? Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler's joining us here today.
But you wish you were talking to yourself still, huh?
What do you think of that John Cena retirement?
It hasn't happened yet. It's in the middle of December.
Well, the final episode of Raw he'll ever be.
You
on.
Really don't know what's going on, do you?
Hey, listen, he bid farewell. Man. He is retired from WWE television.
That was so awesome when he defeated Gunther with
an
AA off the top rope through the announce table.
You're useless here on the show. I was so much better being alone yesterday. What did you think of his Raw retirement? Bro, he's done with television. He's retired from WWE TV. You'll never see him again.
He is not done with television.
Yes, he is.
You can hear his voice all the time. Every car commercial that's on TV is voiced over by John Cena.
That's different. That was his final television show.
He's not going to be the peacemaker anymore?
Well, he's not going to be on Raw. He's not going to be on SmackDown. He's not going to be on WWE television.
What if there's some reruns of Wipeout?
So anyway, I thought it was great. There was a fun segment that opened up the show. Oh, you going to say something? Okay, go ahead.
It was an all-star match where they played the greatest hits. That's what I got to say.
Yeah. This person says, are we really going to pretend he's never going to be on Raw again? Brother, I asked that question a long time ago. He's claiming he will never be on Raw or SmackDown again. That's what he's claiming.
He's saving it for Evolve on Tubi.
I think that you'll see him at the Hall of Fame this year. I think that maybe you'll see him at a WrestleMania once or twice, but he's claiming you will never see him on Raw and SmackDown again. I don't buy it, but he insists that he is a man of his word and you will never see him on those shows again. So we shall see, but that's what he's claiming. So the tournament continues for his final opponent, and this is what's going on. For those of you that are trying to keep track but are unable to because we are into the quarterfinals next week and we still don't have brackets, we're never going to get brackets. It's just not going to happen. So, Friday on SmackDown, they have first-round matches, Penta versus Finn Balor and Bronson Reed versus Carmelo Hayes. Monday on Raw, the quarterfinals are already starting without brackets. Gunther versus the winner of Bronson Reed and Carmelo Hayes, which probably will be Carmelo Hayes. Someone's probably going to screw old Bronson Reed, would be my guess. And Solo Sikoa versus the winner of Penta and Finn Balor, which probably would be Penta. And then SmackDown next Friday.
This is the weirdest tournament.
Will be two more quarterfinal matches featuring LA Knight, Jey Uso, Sheamus, and Rusev. But we don't know who's facing who or anything because we still don't have brackets. What a stupid tournament.
I'm kind of disappointed, to be fair, that they're not just going to use the Tumblr for the next round. I mean, at this point, what's it matter, right?
Well, because some people have moved on.
Well, yeah, then you put those eight names into the Tumblr, and then you pick them out in some sort of order to create the matchups. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, what they're doing now doesn't even make sense. You got, like, Gunther won on Raw. He's going to face a winner from a match on SmackDown. When originally this was supposed to be like a SmackDown side and then a Raw side.
No, when Dave explained it, he said there are SmackDown brackets, even though we don't have brackets. And there's, I don't even know what he was trying to say. I'm just baffled. Yes, there are Raw people wrestling on SmackDown and vice versa, and they're going to switch to the other show anyway. Here's my other question.
You know what you do in Turkish oil wrestling? And that's what they should have done here as well. They have a bag, and you reach in, and you pull a number out. And that corresponds to the brackets.
Well, that's what they're doing. But at least show us the brackets. Here's the other question. So we already have next week, November 24th and November 28th, we have quarterfinals. Is that it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So that that's the tournament, right? So we know that the final guys in the tournament
or this week.
Are LA Knight, Jey Uso, Sheamus, Rusev, Gunther, and Solo Sikoa, and either Reed and Hayes or Penta and Balor. So, like, there's no one else in this tournament, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so why have we been doing this angle with R-Truth and his balls for 3 weeks now? What's the payoff?
Well,
like, it's done. The tumbler's done, right?
It should be. It should be done. I thought for sure, to be fair, that R-Truth was coming out last night to accept that the beatdown on behalf of the Judgment Day. But they didn't go that way.
This guy goes, I'd rather see Gunther versus Reed. Well, maybe you would see Gunther versus Reed, but I have no idea because I don't know who's on what side of the... I don't know what's going on.
Well,
I can't even begin to predict this.
Gunther's going to face either Reed or Carmelo Hayes.
Oh, I see. Okay, so yeah, he could face Bronson Reed.
But that just seems like a really weird match.
Yeah.
I mean, awesome, but like in the land of WWE, that would be a very bizarre match. Gunther versus Bronson Reed, two
be
guys
awesome.
Who... Nope, yeah, it would, but who's going to get cheered?
I don't know.
No one?
No one needs to get cheered. Just beat the crap out of each other.
I'm pretty sure, like you said, Carmelo Hayes is probably getting some screw job win over Bronson Reed to help set up the War Games. But
if you are thinking about going to WrestleMania for only one night, if you're one of the 10% that decide you're not going to both shows, those tickets are going to go on sale November 28th, Black Friday, at 9 a.m. Eastern. And I think the tickets start, I'm not sure what they start at, but the combo packages began, the lowest price for two nights of WrestleMania, the lowest price, the bottom of the barrel, $700. The most expensive tickets for two nights of WrestleMania, $37,500.
To be fair, that's less than I would have imagined for the absolute most expensive ticket.
No, these are the priority pass packages, but I'm sure they're already selling for significantly more than that on the secondary market, would be my guess. But that's what WWE is charging, $37,500. When you think about, you could get like a car for $37,500. Think about all the things you get for $37,500. Even if your car loses value driving off the lot, you still have a car. $37,500, you're sitting in the front row of WrestleMania for two nights, and then it's done.
Could be down payment on a house.
You have nothing that you're bringing home, except maybe a chair. So there you go. And yes, the $700 are probably at the very, very, very tippy-top nosebleed seats of the building.
You could
$700.
Buy two Wolf Aaron worn Olympic judo gis from Totokan in Japan.
Well, all right, here's what's coming up over the next couple of days. Tonight is NXT's Gold Rush Week 1. We have Tatum Paxley defending her title against JC Jane. We have Blake Monroe defending the North American title against Sol Ruka, who is magically all healed and ready to go.
Yeah.
We have Javon and Leon Slater attempting to win. Joe Hendry and Thea Hale for the AAA Mixed Tag Team titles. I don't picture any title changes tonight.
I was thinking earlier about that Javon Evans. You know, you were talking about his match with Gunther last night on Observer Radio, which we'll get to later, and how great it was. But, like, when you talk about Javon Evans, they also have the chance, really, I think, to have almost like a... And maybe not on that level. Maybe I'm reaching a bit. But a similar storyline or rivalry to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn with Javon Evans and what's his name?
Are you talking about Leon Slater? Are you talking about the butt guy?
Is it Sanders that's in? It was Lucky Ali, but I can't remember his name.
Talking about Saquon Sugars?
Yes.
Yes.
Saquon Sugars. Yes, they need to. If they're going to bring Javon up, they should bring him up as a foil soon after and just let him follow him for a little bit throughout his career as Javon moves up the ranks.
Well, they're both ready. They're both awesome. I mean, Golly, Javon Saquon Evans match with Gunther last night. Holy smokes.
Let me tell you, I've rarely seen the type of heat that Lucky Ali got in on the indies like he did in Deadlock Pro with Javon Evans as his protagonist?
As his opponent?
Yes.
That's what I like to do is pick an easy word.
Well, that's why you're where you are, and I don't even know what I'm talking about. So.
Well, at least you didn't say that John Cena retired last night. Right, Tom?
That is true.
Mm. Anyway, next week's Gold Rush. Kalani Jordan against Jordan Grace and Lei Ying Li. This is being taped tonight, by the way. Triple threat match. Fallon Henley and Zarya in the Speed Tournament Finals. The Women's Speed Tournament. We have Evolve Men's Champion. What's his name?
Jackson Drake.
Mm.
Of the Vanity Project.
Against Sean
Which also
Legacy.
Includes Brad Baylor and Ricky Smokes. And it also used to include Bryce Donovan and Zeta Steele.
You almost got it.
I got them all.
And then we have the Women's Evolve Championship. Kendall Gray against who, Tom? Okay, it'd be Lainey Reed. Back in a moment with Raw.
Lainey Boggs.
We'll
She's
talk
all
about
that.
Dynamite as well. Observer Live.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler. Should mention before we get to Raw, Dynamite on Wednesday, Hangman Page and Shibata. We got the Ring of Honor Women's Television Title versus Ring of Honor Interim Women's Television Title. Unification match, Mercedes Moné versus Red Velvet. That was a lot of words.
You think the curtain's going to come down on Mercedes again? Did you see that video?
I did not.
Of her making her entrance, the entire, all the guys curtain? Walk out with the, yeah, all the guys walk out with the belts. And then it was, I think it was at House of Glory. And then, all the draping and everything fell down right as she was about to walk out. But she played it off well.
Okada, all the belts knocked it down. Okada versus Mascara Dorada in a double jeopardy match. If Dorada wins, he gets a shot at Okada's title. If Okada wins, he gets a shot at Dorada's trios titles with two partners, obviously.
Neon and Mystico?
Yes. And we've got Toni Storm and Mina Shirakawa versus Riho and Alex Windsor in a women's tag title tournament quarterfinal, which actually has brackets. And Ty J versus Megan Bain and Marina Shafir, also in the tournament, also with brackets. And Kenny Omega has an appearance. That's coming up on Wednesday. 3-hour block.
Yeah.
2 hours of Dynamite, hour of Collision. And we'll have more on that tomorrow.
Brian, on Thursday night, live on YouTube and BN Sports, it will be the MLW Opera Cup Finals of 2025, where in the Opera Cup Finals, it'll be Mystico taking on Volador Jr. And it's going to be a great night of action. You can hear me, along with Joe Dombrowski, on the call, doing commentary live at the MLW and Don Gato Tequila show. So Thursday night, more wrestling action coming at you. Broadcast TV, terrestrial television, whatever it is.
Wow, check it out, everybody. All right, take us through Raw.
All right, so this is the Raw from MSG, Madison Square Garden.
Correct.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
You know they own the Sphere here as well?
Really?
Yeah. Anyways.
They got a lot of money then.
They're losing a lot of money too. They showed highlights of John Cena defeating Dominic Mysterio last week to become Intercontinental Champion. The in-arena crowd chanted for Cena before he even came out. And he did. They gave him a tremendous ovation. The fans thanked him. He thanked them. He said, "The champ is here." Then Dominic Mysterio came out, cut him off for the second week straight. Essentially, Cena challenged him. He was going to defend the title against him right there on the spot. But Dominic said no. He wanted to do it in his backyard of San Diego, just like John Cena had the hometown advantage. He wants a chance to win it in his hometown at the Survivor Series. So John Cena agreed, but he said he told everybody at Madison Square Garden that he was going to have a match tonight. So he wanted to face Dominic right there and then. However, Finn Balor and JD McDonagh, his teammates in the Judgment Day, came out. Sheamus, even the odds after they attacked John Cena. And I was wondering, who's going to be third? Who could it be? And it was Rey Mysterio, who I don't think we've seen in the ring for
He has
like
not been
years.
In the ring. Nah, it was right before WrestleMania. He tore his groin. And he's been out the entire time. And holy smokes, this guy came back and was incredible.
Yeah, this was, like we said earlier, this was like an all-star match. Just the baby faces playing the greatest hits. They did 30 beats on the Bodrin, 15 knuckle shuffle. Rey hit a 12-38. Sheamus hit a bro kick, Cena with an AA, and the babyfaces got the win. John Cena smiling ear to ear virtually the entire match, whether he was on the apron, on offense, after winning. Looked like he was having the time of his life. And he owes it all to us, the fans.
How are we ever going to finish this review? I thought this segment was awesome. Felt like a hot house show main event. Just they were out there to have fun. Went out there to have like a great match, even though it was pretty damn great because of the crowd. They weren't out there to, you know, steal the show or anything like that. They were just out there to have fun and send the people home happy.
It was like tuxedo match level action out there. Anyways, we had Heyman backstage weaseling around as Pierce and Aldis looked like they were going to have their usual verbal spat. Heyman was like, he had a contract, I guess. And he said, look, if you guys think my fourth pick pissed you off, then this one's going to be even worse. Like, I don't think anyone was surprised at who it was.
Except for the GMs. They didn't seem to know who he was talking about. Although they were giddy because they had a special person coming back, it looked like.
Jackie Redman interviewed comedian Andrew Schultz, who pumped up the New York Giants running back Cam Scaterborough. He decided to badmouth Dom Mysterio. Mysterio got in his face, shoved him. Scaterborough and some other celebrities and athletes stood up. He pushed McDonough to the ground. The Judgment Day kind of got in their face in a small scuffle. Ensued, and then that was the end of it. Nikki Bella attacked Stephanie Vaquer before a scheduled Vaquer interview could take place. She attacked her on the ramp as she made her entrance, beat her up, took the mic, said she was there not to play sidekick to Stephanie, but to take her division back. The Kabuki Warriors backstage. This is a wacky segment, as you would say. The Kabuki Warriors are backstage, and Asuka is trying to get Bayley to join her team for War Games. She's like, I'll forgive you. We can let bygones be bygones. You just join up with us. Bayley, not having it, told them off. Lyra came in. She was very happy about this, and Bayley kind of brushed her off a little bit too. Solo Sikoa took on a mystery opponent in the Last Time Is Now tournament. The mystery opponent this week was Dolph Ziggler.
Not Nick Nemeth, by the way. Dolph Ziggler.
Yes.
And my God, do these people love them some Dolph Ziggler. This guy was so over.
Yeah.
He might have been the most over guy on the show besides John Cena.
They popped huge for this. And like I said earlier, you know, kind of rightfully so, when you look at it. Ziggler's a multiple-time world champion. He held titles up and down the ranks, whether it was the Intercontinental, the U.S., the tag belts. He was a prominent character for years and years at the top of the card. He won the Survivor Series one year for his brand that they played up pretty big. So, you know, Dolph Ziggler, in canon, much bigger star than Zack Ryder was in the WWE. And he got a big ovation here. I like this match. It was good. Ziggler was flying around, bumping like crazy, as usual. He had a big leaping DDT and a Famouser for two. Solo hit the spinning solo, set up for the Samoan spike. Ziggler rolled him up with a schoolboy, got a great near fall, hit the zigzag for an even better 2.9 count that Solo kicked out at. The crowd was going wild for the wanted man. He tuned up the band, landed a super kick, went for another zigzag, got shrugged off as Solo held the ropes. Solo immediately leveled him with a Samoan spike and got the win. The New Day did an interview in the crowd where Grayson Waller pretended he was choking, took off his jacket to reveal an Indiana Pacers Halliburton jersey. They badmouthed the New York Knicks and then said, thank God for the New Day. Alexa Bliss came to the ring, said that Charlotte has been ignoring her. Hold on a second. Charlotte has been ignoring her, hasn't been taking her calls.
This segment was death.
Hasn't taken her texts.
God. They're so awkward together and they're awkward apart. They need to be separated permanently.
No, they need to be together as friends. She speaks directly to the camera.
Given the what chance? They're heckling her.
The Kabuki Warriors, Nia Jax, Last Legend all came down.
What the hell, Charlotte? What the hell, Charlotte? What the hell, Charlotte? God. Brutal.
The heels surround the ring, right? And they surround her, and they're waiting. And she's all alone. and Rhea and Io's music hits, and the entrance ramp is like way too long. Like it takes them 15 seconds to get to the ring. What the hell, heels? What are you doing? Just attack Alexa Bliss. Attack her, beat her down before the other two get there. They waited until the babyfaces got in the ring so they could have a standoff, then brawl. Then they got the advantage. Then Charlotte ran down with a kendo stick, laid into Nia and lashed repeatedly. The crowd chanted, "She's your best friend," as Charlotte helped Alexa
She's
up.
She's your best friend. Wow.
Told you. They just should
Does
be
anybody
friends.
Care about this? Because I don't.
Well, clearly they do because
I guess.
They want them to be friends,
they just
which is the desired reaction.
Something. They were over it.
Well, it's better than them chanting what?
That's true. But, I mean, if they cared that much, they wouldn't have chanted what? As Alexa's all sad that her friend left her.
It's not her friend.
Yeah, it is!
Maxxine Dupri, the sister of Max and Jermaine, is the new Women's Intercontinental Champion after defeating Becky Lynch with a crossbody press from the top rope. Becky had the disarmer on, but Maxxine did a back roll neck bridge out of it into the ankle lock. Crowd was going wild for this, actually. She drops down, grapevines the leg like she's Kurt Angle in 2000.
That was the point where they started going crazy for it. Prior to that, they were just kind of watching it, because I don't think anybody thought Maxxine was going to win the third straight match over Becky.
Becky fought, eventually got to the ropes. Becky landed. She grabs her and hits this manhandle slam. Like, they are in the ropes. Like,
yeah.
They are so preposterously close
to the ropes. She almost gave her the move onto the ropes. And then when Maxxine put the foot on the ropes, we had to have another shocked face from Becky Lynch.
I couldn't believe the crowd even reacted on that one. So Lynch tried to blame referee Jessica Carr, then attempted to undo the top turnbuckle pad. AJ Lee then made her return, prances to the ring for the first time since defeating Lynch at WrestlePalooza in that mixed tag. Becky was shocked and then hit with that crossbody press and defeated.
A crossbody. Is that her finish? Does anybody know what Maxxine's finish is?
It is now.
This was her second singles win in her entire WWE main roster career. Second. Her last singles win was July 31, 2023, when she beat Valhalla. Yeah.
That's a good tidbit, but are we ever going to get through this review?
Yeah, Gunther and Javon.
The last time is now a tournament. First round still, we think. Gunther versus Javon. Gunther beat him up like he always does. Javon made a great comeback. Crowd was going absolutely crazy. He went for the OG cutter. Gunther chopped him to the back of the neck, threw him with a neck lock suplex, power bombed him as hard as he could, locked on the sleeper, and eventually Javon went to sleep. The crowd also went to sleep, dead silent at the finish. And it's not because the match wasn't good, but holy crap, were they behind Javon Evans during his comeback. And I mean, what a match.
Can you imagine?
Gunther was great. Javon was awesome.
It takes a guy getting over an MSG to realize we should do something with this guy. Maybe you should just watch your own show. We'll get the main event segment after the break. Observer Live.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately,
Sadly, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
It's time for you to come to Branson, Missouri for the trip of a lifetime. Located right in the middle of the country, you can drive or fly there. We put together a deal of a lifetime for you to experience Branson. Right now, you can get a 3-day, 2-night package for only $79 total. We're even including 4 free Branson show tickets. Call the special Branson hotline number right now to learn more. 800-497-7198. 800-497-7198. If you've never been to Branson, Missouri, come visit and see what we have to offer. Beautiful lakes, casual and upscale restaurants, tons of shows and activities for everyone. And for $79 total, you can't beat it. So pick up your phone right now and call the Branson Travel Hotline. Claim your 3-day, 2-night package plus 4 free show tickets for only $79 total. Call now. 800-497-7198. That's 800-497-7198.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Take us through this final segment, Tom.
No.
All right, so anyway, the last segment was...
Oh, the men's war, come on. There was a men's war game face-off. You can tell you haven't been around people. You haven't talked to people in a while, Brian. We had a men's war games face-off. Heyman walked the Vision, which now seems like Logan Paul is a full-fledged member of, to the ring. Talked about how great they were. The baby faces came out. CM Punk looked like he was ready to fight Axel Rotten. The Usos came out. Big fight broke down. Shoot fighter Logan Paul's pummeling Punk in the fist, in the corner with fists. Punk comes back. Brock Lesnar's music hits. He comes down. He beats up CM Punk, throws him around, throws him right on his head. Then Cody Rhodes gets thrown around with 2 German suplexes. Brock Lesnar's standing tall, and we get another big return as Roman Reigns made his way back. He enters the fray. Superman punches Brock. Superman punches Reed. The NYPD show up. The cops are involved. A huge brawl continues to go on. Cops are getting hit with kendo sticks. Roman spears Bronson Reed and some
nobody get shot
through the dasher boards. Yeah, I'm glad you added that in there, because as the show went off the air, we had no clue what was happening. It was pure chaos. The crowd was going nuts. I loved it.
What's the point of having cops if you've got guns and sticks? And a cop got taken out. He got taken out and put through a barricade. By Roman Reigns.
It was preposterous. Cody Rhodes is just whacking. Your world champion, the American Nightmare Cody Rhodes, the champion of the people, is out there whacking cops with a kendo stick on TV.
Brutal, dude. Brutal.
It was cool.
All right, we got to wrap it up, everybody. I made it through the show today, somehow. But I'll be back later on tonight. Brian and Vinny and Granny and Craig show. No Sean tonight. He's working. But we got a lot to talk about with Granny. And also... we'll be talking a TNA Impact from 20 years ago this week, November 19, 2005, plus some of the pay-per-view matches. So it'll be a lot of fun tonight. Check it out. Subscribe today. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.